Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and again, welcome to another edition of Home-Based Business 101. I'm your host, Fitawi Jahi, and this show is sponsored by Jahi & Associates, pays for the airtime. And so, and if you want to become a sponsor, you can do that. Just see me and ask me how. And we always start off the show of a reading from Daily Motivations for African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough. The reading for the day goes like this. Doesn't it blow your mind? All of the attention over the careers as a pilot is nice, but I know if we put our minds to it, there isn't anything we cannot do. Shirley Tice, first African American female commercial airline pilot. Each of us has unlimited power and potential. High-achieving men and women know how to use their gifts. You, too, are possession of this power. But will you convert it into actual power to achieve your life's desires? You heard it said that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. It's true. The greatest machine that was ever conceived, so awesome that only God himself could create it, is the human brain. Your human computer, do you use it? Could you put it to better use? Millions of dollars have been spent on development and improvement of electronic computers and even this thing called artificial intelligence nowadays. Millions more have been spent to train people how to use them. Men and women have spent untold hours using them. Think of the potential if the same amount of time and money was spent to improve the use of our human computers, our brains. Human and electronic computers are similar in many respects. The main difference is the brain possesses infinite powers. An electronic computer, on the other hand, doesn't possess the physical characteristics that allow it to live and grow. Its powers are finite. You will never reach your maximum potential. No one ever does. But as you strive to convert your potential power through the use of knowledge and experience, you will become more successful in reaching your goals. Today, I will center my mind on what is truly possible. I'll write down all the ideas that surface from this introspection. And we talked about on the last show we did an introduction, we talked about the word impossible. And in today's show, we're talking about what is truly possible and to write those down and have introspection about them. So sit back, and Dr. Mel Butler is going to take you through some things, and he's going to talk about his safe reentry program and also a way to clean the air. And we're going to talk a little bit about tennis today also. So Dr. Butler, you there?
I'm right here, Jahi, right here, and welcome to you and to all your listeners out there. It's another great day to be alive.
Yes, it is.
You know, we talked, I think we talked last time about things that were impossible, and a lot of people will tell you, particularly if you're a first-time business person or if you have a home-based business, a lot of times you're not out in the community where you're up to date on all the latest things that can help you in your business. Well, today we're going to talk about some of those things and why you can't be included in the number of people that they say just did things that people said all the time, you can't do this, you can't do that, you need to let it go, you shouldn't be a part of this, you shouldn't be a part of that. Well, hopefully today with some of the things you'll hear, some of the people you'll be talking to, you'll know that everything that you want to do under God is possible. People can say it's impossible, but as the Bible says, it may be impossible for man, for God, it's all possible, and he gives you the power to make it possible for you. It reminded me of a couple of my clients that I had back in the day, and this was in the 80s and 90s, and I had a group of people that were beginners. We did a program called Millionaires in Training, and there were always some business people who somebody put a bug in their ear and made them start thinking that they really don't need anybody, that whatever they decided to do is what they should do and not take advice from anybody or do anything different. Well, there's some truth in that, but however, most things you cannot do alone, particularly if you're trying to reach the public or you're trying to be a success in your business. You have to be capable of building relationships. It's relationships that can take you to the next level. You can have a home-based business with the best product in the world, but if you don't have the means to get it out there, to advertise it, to talk about it, to make sure you have it available if people should want it, then you're missing something. And usually it takes a team to do that. I don't know many people that have done it all the way by themselves. And some of us get so self-centered and don't even realize it, because you can be in your own little world and only take advice from yourself. If you don't like the idea, you may not go with it. However, sometimes your people, even a janitor, might come up with something that can help your business grow. We need to be aware of that. I think just last week, I know Jahi was listening to a program. He didn't know I was kind of listening to the same thing. It was with tennis. And there were three people. I'll let him tell a little more about the story, that everybody told them going in it was not possible to do. Yet they all overcame that obstacle, and they were all good. The one thing that stuck in my mind, there was a football game that was going on, and a former Hall of Famer was the coach. And everybody told him that he couldn't be a coach. He was a coach actually at a HBCU, a historical black university. Then he left that school and went to the University of Colorado to work at that football team. Well, not only did he surprise everybody, everything that he did in that game was letter perfect. His team was perfect. They did all the things. It was such a close game that everybody, the odds was 25-1 against them winning. However, he and his students didn't listen to it. They believed that they could win. And they listened to all the positive things in practice that the coach was telling them they could do, they could accomplish. And when the game came on, it was one of the best games of the year. In fact, the game was so good that the next week they decided to do the game all over again. And you know what? They won both of those games that they were not supposed to win. And when the coach was questioned by the media people and all the people who didn't believe they could do it, and they asked him, how did he do it? And he said, we just believed. My team believed. We believed on our offense. We believed on our defense. And whenever we got behind, we believed that we could come back. That was an excellent, excellent demonstration of people saying that something was impossible and somebody saying, I don't believe it. I think I can do it. So the first step is you got to believe it. If you can't believe in your mind that something is possible, then you won't achieve it. But if you can believe it, you can achieve it. And I talk to people all the time. You never know when your blessing comes. Sometimes you talk to business people, and they listen to you, but they don't hear what you're saying. So they make a decision based on what they're usually doing. And I tell people all the time, if you're not where you want to be, then there's something else that you need to learn. It may be a different method. It may be adding on a product. It may be making an alliance with someone that you never thought that you could align yourself with. But if you get in the ivory tower, particularly in a home-based business, and not seek out people who can give you advice that helps you to move, and it doesn't take a long time, by the way, to know whether you're getting good advice or not. If someone gives you advice that you try and it doesn't work, fine, switch and do something else. But don't put yourself in a box where you can't come out of that box, and you may miss out on some of the best information, much of it free, that could help you turn your business around, put you at another plane, and put you on another level. When you have a home-based business, you see, you're in charge of everything. The buck stops with you. Accountability stops with you. Being proactive starts with you. Or being reactive starts with you. Whichever path you take should be one that you believe in, one that you're willing to put all the marbles in. And I tell people, you've got to be able to cut the bridge behind you. If you're going forward, you can't look back. If you're going forward, you have to realize, as one of the old songs said, no man is an island. And today you have to make sure you say, no woman is an island also. No person, one person, and a home-based business is an island. You can work from home. You have all the benefits of a major corporation right within your grasp. You can make the decisions. You can change the decisions. You can wonder about those decisions that you should have made. But the one thing that no one can take away from you, and that's the power of making a decision that can change your business. If you have a home-based business, you should, one, know that there are several types of business that you could start. You got to pick the one that's right for you at this time. Doesn't mean you can't change. Someone called me last week, and they had a home-based business, and the business was doing $35,000. That's what they were at this point. They started from zero. This was 9 months into the business, and it looks like they're going to make about $35,000 for the year. So I said, well, did you consider staying a sole proprietor, or did you look at some other options? Because once you get past, say, $30,000 to $50,000 that you're earning, you might want to change the business structure to maybe a corporation, or maybe to a limited partnership, or maybe to what they call an S-corp. You might want to look at changing so that you can get more tax benefits, so that you can have more space to build your business. And please don't do what one of the clients did, put all of your personal money into your business. That is an absolute no-no, an absolute red flag, that if you don't pay yourself, then you are putting yourself in a dangerous position and in a likely position for your business to have a hard time. So you need, when you make your budget and you work with your accountant, and I know Jahi has a lot of clients that are probably in that kind of position, but you got to be willing to pay yourself. Otherwise, one day you'll find out you may be broke and you don't have a well to go to. So if I could give you one piece of advice as we go on today, because I know we've got some excited people that will be calling in and sharing their stories with us, it is, if you have a home-based business, make sure that you know how that business can progress and how it can grow. What are the options that you have that you can use to help your business grow? A person like Jahi, who has clients, he can be helpful to you in that regard. Jahi, I'd like to ask you a question. Of your home-based businesses, do any of the businesses seem to be heads and shoulders above other people in terms of taking advice or listening to what you as an accountant has to say?
Some of them do. I had one of my clients yesterday to call me because they took their business to another level, which was S Corp, and before it was LLC, and he wanted to know when he switched to S Corp in December, and he wanted to know how would that impact his taxes, since we had already did his taxes. And I told him, he just, that when we did the taxes on LLC, since it wasn't S Corp yet, that he didn't need to go back and change those. But for going forward, that you would need to be able to show how the S Corp impacted his financial situation. And so
What were some of the differences that he saw in advising him to go from the LLC to S Corp?
Well, he did that on his own.
Okay. But could he see the reason why it would serve him better to be an S corporation?
Was that
what made him make the choice, that he saw some differences that it would be, say, in his taxes or his liability?
Well, one was that the corporation would assume all liability as opposed to him personally assuming liability. So
right. That's major. That's huge.
Yeah. We got a call on the line.
Okay, can you repeat that?
We got a call on the line.
Okay, all right, let's take them. Caller, you're on the line. Call. Who's there?
Call number 860-908-6621. You're on the air. Go ahead. You got a question or comment?
Oh, hey. I just I have a comment. Dr. Butler, is Vanessa. How are you? And how are you, Brian?
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
Tell them what you do, Vanessa. I'm glad that you could call in. This is a lady I've been dealing with for quite some time, and if you've got a home-based business, you definitely want to have somebody like this in your portfolio because she's an expert in her field. She's also in the ministry, but more importantly, I hope, Vanessa, you can talk a little bit about your ability to do trips and travel, and how could you help our home-based businesses? Did you have a question first or what?
Well, I didn't have a question. I just had a comment. I was excited to hear all the information that you've shared so far, both of you, on, things being possible or impossible, and how all things are possible to those who believe. And that's a big deal. Our belief system can change the trajectory of lots of our situations if we just believe, and have faith to believe and not let people, I call them dream stealers, steal your dream, your vision, and your belief. Because they can actually change what you believe to that it's not going to work. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying you do a lot of things out there. And why don't you let people know some of the things that you do? Because you're a businesswoman. You're in the ministry. But you also have programs that help people. So I guess there's a few things that you could talk about. And I'd like for us to give you some time. Take some time, 10, 15 minutes, explain it to people. Maybe some of your background or what you do, but more importantly, how you can help the small business person.
Thank you so much.
So
I appreciate
your background is probably good, the things that you do, all the things that you do. Then you can focus in on, I'm interested in hearing how you can help them on the travel scene and with the personal trips and things like that. But they need to know a little of your background. Would you share that with us?
Certainly, certainly, certainly. Well, I am a CEO and co-founder of an organization called Harvest House, which is a community development program. And our mission actually is to help feed the hungry. We feed those who have food insufficiencies. They're able to get food through our program. There's no special criteria. If you say you're in need, you're in need. But we go out into the communities all over in Baltimore. We're located in Baltimore, Maryland, and we do go out into the communities, and actually we call it the DMV, Baltimore, Maryland, and D.C., areas to help those that are in need. So that is one of my affiliations and what I do. I love serving and helping others. And as you were saying before, Dr. Butler, it takes a team. You know, you can't do anything really by yourself to be successful. I know John Paul Getty said he'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of his own. And I stand by, and, you know, people use this all the time, teamwork makes the dream work. Well, it really does. It really does. And not just for you, but for everyone associated. You can't be selfish about, you know, helping others, because I believe if you help enough people to achieve their goals, you have no choice but to achieve your own and, you know, what you set out to do. So, yes, I am also in the travel industry, the largest exciting industry in the world. It's an $8 trillion industry. And I do help others plan their vacations. But not only that, I help others who may want to, earn residual income in the travel industry. And to create, you know, financial wealth for them, their families, secure some time freedom. People have different reasons, you know, for success and what their whys are. But mine is to be able to help enough people in our communities to break out, to break free from poverty, and not just financially, but in their minds. If they can, you know, expand their thoughts and see things in a different light, that they have to depend on a job. And I'm not knocking jobs, because, you know, some people really need a job. But to have a home-based business, you can turn your bills into an expense. And to be able to write those things off on your taxes. I mean, it's been done for years. That's how a lot of other people have succeeded. They knew the blueprint. And so it's time for us to get out from under the rock and find out what the blueprint and the strategies are to creating wealth. Financially, time freedom, gaining back our health. And it's just a great thing being a business, especially a home-based business owner, because you don't have that brick-and-mortar overhead.
Right.
And
right.
Your bills can become an expense, and you can actually write these things off on your taxes. But I apologize.
Let's say a home-based business person. A lot of times the cash flow is worse than sometimes. But how could they, let's say I have a home-based business and I wanted to do something that would attract my friends or my clients, but I wanted to make some money at the same time, like, say, a fundraiser. A lot of small home-based businesses never enter into fundraising type ideas because they think that they're too small to do that. How is it possible for, say, a home-based person maybe to sponsor a trip or something? Let's say they want to do a cruise, or they wanted to just go someplace. I was on a train a few weeks ago, and there were a group of about 13 people, retired people, and they said that they were all on vacation, and they were all on the train. I said, well, what are you guys doing on the train? And they said they were taking a mystery trip by train for 9 days. So they were going to all these places, and they would stop, get off the train, and spend the day in Atlanta, and they went to New York, and they went to Boston. And the lady that organized it, she was a home-based business.
Mm-hmm.
And she got somebody, I guess like you, to put the thing together for them. So how would that work, or could our home-based listeners become a part of something like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a way to do it that I would be delighted to share with you the process. It would take me a little while to go over it now, but just getting a group of people together and say, okay, this is where we're going. You come up with where you decide you want to go. and we could put it together. We just word of mouth, sharing it with everyone. Hey, this is what we're going to do. And a percentage, if you are a nonprofit organization, a percentage of that proceeds can go back to the nonprofit organization. The captain of the group can actually earn a commission, and everyone would go and have a great time. It's a fun thing to do. Cruises.
So it's sort of like having your own travel agent.
You would be your own travel agent. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You would be a travel agent. You can become certified. Everything is done online. You register with me. And, again, you aren't alone. You're not in business by yourself. You are in business for yourself, but not by yourself. We actually do a lot of teamwork. And we work together, even on, let's say, a trip that you would put together. We could all benefit from that one trip. So, you know, there is some information that I would be glad to share with you on how to get started. If you've already planned trips for people and you didn't get any type of cash benefit or any type of reward for it, you are doing yourself a disservice. Because if you're going to do the work, you might as well get paid.
You'll get paid. That's right. So how would they reach you? A contact number or something that they could reach you?
Absolutely. My number is area code 860-908-6621. Again,
and
area code
860-908-6621. You're part of Surge 365.
Oh, no, I'm not a part of Surge 365, but I do know Surge. I do know Surge 365. They were actually
I'm part of Surge 365.
You're part of Surge 365?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they used to be. I'll just give you a little background on Surge. You might know the background on Surge 365, but they were the original, and they used to be called YTB.
Yeah.
Yes. And they were the first travel company that incorporated network marketing back in 2005. I used to be a part of that organization, and it's a phenomenal organization. But since then, they were the trailblazers. They were the pioneers. They put that out, the marketing and travel together. And I'm telling you, when I was exposed to that, it was on, and it's still on. I'm with another company now called Planet Marketing and Intel Travel. And our CEO is phenomenal. African-American man from Baltimore, Maryland, who started this company.
Okay, Baltimore, go. You go.
Yes. And he's in Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Donald Bradley. I think he's one of the he's a genius. I mean, he really is. He started the marketing side of this company 7 years ago, and Intel Travel has been around for over 30 years. So we're not playing with, you know, the new kids on the block. This company has been around for a while and doing some phenomenal things. We have over 92,000 travel agents in our organization and growing. And I'm looking for some people to lock arms with to really change some lives. That's my desire.
That number again, and to the listeners, I'm an impartial person, so I don't belong to any networking company. So a lot of the folks that we have on the line might be part of those organizations. But just so you'll know, I'm a neutral consultant, so I tend to put people on that I understand what they're doing, and they've done it with honesty and integrity. So therefore, I have a relationship with those people. But Jahi, if you have any other input that you'd like to do, Vanessa, see how we find out things about people, because both of you guys have similar backgrounds or experience in that, but I think our home-based people need to know all these things and list these things down, because that's how you build your, what we call, center of influence. I specialize in helping people build a center of influence. And when you have that, you can call on one another and get the benefit of almost having a free consultant. So, Jahi, did you want to add anything to that? I know there might be some other people up there wanting to call in also. We do have another caller. All right, yes. Vanessa, want to repeat that number one more time, and then we'll take the other caller.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And I want to give it back to you, Dr. Butler, for just being a pioneer in so many areas. And I appreciate our friendship, the relationship, and I thank you for this opportunity. So, again, my name is Vanessa Joyce Sutton, and my phone number is area code 860-908-6621. And I look forward to hearing from you all out there. And
great.
Just say,
and I think with Jahi, we will invite you to be one of our regular sponsors. We have a special program that we're putting together where you, as a sponsor, can call in and say anytime you want. And I think it's going to be put together. They will help share the cost of the sponsorship for the show. But it's a very, very nominal fee that Jahi would put out there. And I'll talk to you personally about that later on, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so much. And thank you, Jahi.
You're welcome.
And Jahi, we're ready for the next caller. Caller, you on the line.
Caller, 443. Hold this up. Call 443-455-2373. You're on the air. Question or comment?
How you doing, brother? This is Carmen. How you doing? Can you hear me, brother? It's Tyler.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, how you doing? This is brother David Murphy from the National Black Unity News. Also, Dr. Butler, how are you, sir?
Fine, thank you. It's good to hear the genius on the phone, I tell you.
Genius, huh?
I tell you, you're the man. This must be a good day for everybody. That I love what you're doing. We were going to ask you to be on here just for a whole show, but I'm glad that you called in. Fantastic.
Yes, so, sir. Well, I've been very well supported, but I'm also a supporter. And that's where everything is. Things are reciprocal. And I just want to commend the host. I don't know which one of you are the host, both of you are, but I'm just say this. Brother Satari, Jahi, and I have go a long way back. And, you know, I don't try to toot nobody horns or build people up just for doing it. But this brother has put in some work, some sincere work. And him and his wife, Cynthia, you know, when I first met them, they were doing a wonderful work in my community that I grew up in. And they was helping a multitude of children. And one thing about what I noticed is this, that they dedicated their time, their service. They even opened up their home to these children. And they gave so much to so many over the years. And so I just want to say kudos to Brother Satavi for his longevity, his blood, sweat, and tears. And he is a true soldier. He's multi-talented, but he's a true soldier.
Yes, he is.
Dr. Butler, he's been there, done that, and done this. But I'm going to tell you, he is a true pioneer. And I get a lot of inspiration from you, sir, because you're a little older than me. Not that much, but you're a little older than I am.
Don't tell anybody.
But I can say this, it inspires me because he's still on the front line. He's still serving. He don't have to do these things that he does, but it's in his heart. It's in his spirit. And I had a great opportunity a couple of weeks ago where he shared his story with me. And I am, always been impressed with him, but, even more so now because he's been on a journey with many winding turns and pitfalls and toxic people and everything else in his life. But, you know, somehow, some way, he weathered those storms, and he's still on this road, and he's still helping, he's still serving. So I want to thank you for your servitude, sir, because, like I say, it's a source of inspiration for me, because I've been on a road similar to that, and but I'm, you know, I'm just going to say this, and I'm just say this, you know, to both of you brothers. Someone told me, matter of fact, Brother Satai, it was at your venue when I heard this, a lady named Lola Jenkins, who's no longer with us, and we was at a meeting there at the center that Brother Satai and his wife hosted that, you know, event. And she said, you know, we were talking about people in retiring, you know, giving up, giving in. And she said this to me. She said, an eagle will always be an eagle. A lion will always be a lion until the day they die. She said, human beings are the only people, only species, talking about they're going to retire and stop doing this and stop doing this. She said, an eagle will continue to fly high. A lion will continue to roar until the day they die. And so if you have a calling in your life, and if you're on a mission in your life, you bore and soar until the day you die. And I took that advice very sincerely, and that's why I'm still soaring and roaring and doing the things I do, because people have poured into my life, and now I'm pouring into people's lives. And so everything is reciprocal. But, Dr. Butler, I heard your opening statement when you came on, and you said something the most significant. You can have all your eyes dotted and all your T's crossed in businesses and service. But there's one source that most of us cannot or will cannot do without, and that's God himself.
Absolutely.
See, when you add
absolutely.
God, you know, when you add God into your life along with the gifts and talents that you have, that's a winning combination. And ask me how I know. I have to spend some serious time with you, and I can tell you. But I'm just say this. With God, all things are possible. See, as a human, you have a lot of frailties. You know, sometimes things get rough. Ask Dr. Butler. Things get rough sometimes out there. And it's not always on the outside. Sometimes it's your own family members, your own people that you thought was in your corner, you know. It's the ones who may cause you the biggest blues sometimes, and that would defeat a lot of people. But, see, when you are grounded and you're rooted and you know who you are and whose you are, that gives you the courage to go a little stronger, you know, and weather the storm, no matter what man throws at you. But you know you got God on your side, you really can't lose. So I thank you two brothers, man, for the work that you've done, that you're doing, and that you're going to do. And I have much love and respect for the both of you. Thank you both.
Well, Mr. Murphy, you know, you are there. You are a legend in of itself. And I think we talked about the Black National Unity newspaper last week, and we're also going to talk every week to make mention to people that that's one of what I consider one of our staple resources. Communication is something that I'm very much a stickler about, because God communicates with us all the time. Whenever he's never takes a break 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And sometimes I hear people say, well, you know, I talk with God and I got this, and I tell him I believe him. But I also tell him that God can multitask where we can't. And so when a person says they hear from God, I believe him. When they say they got a program that's of God, I believe them. But I always tell them, and you've shown that in everything that you do, that you're selfish. And I let people know they're not the only one that God is talking to. He's definitely talking to people like you that have been doing the type of work that you've been doing for years, not months, but years. The National Black Unity newspaper should be the biggest paper in the world. Timing is excellent. It's what we need now. More than anything else, we need the means of communication, and we really don't have those people or those organizations out there that do what you do. There's so many things that you can help people with, and they don't know of all the good stories that are in your paper. All good news. All the good news that fit the print, you can find it in your paper. And everything that we do, we add that on. In fact, I include that. Mr. Tillman is doing a great festival today called AFAN in Towson, Maryland. And one of the things that he said this morning was, you know what, I wish we'd had a table here with the National Black Unity newspaper. He said because they would all been gone in about a half an hour. So many people now are starting to hear about a true National Black Unity paper. That really gives everybody an opportunity, and it's a resource. If those listeners don't have it, they should write it down. If they don't know how to get it, they can call Jahi, they can call me, and I think that you will always be a staple part of any program that I do, and I'm sure Jahi feels the same way. So thank you, sir, for calling in. I really, really appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
Jahi?
Have a good
day. You're welcome. Jahi, it's your show. You ready to jump in here?
Yeah. You want to explain to people about the Safe Reentry Program and the Clean Air Program?
Yep, I can take a minute for that. Yep, we do have folks out there, you know, with the different viruses and air pollution that's coming about. You hear a lot of national people, stations, talking about the dirty air. Air has been dirty for quite some time. People have been getting sick. They have respiratory problems. They have immune system problems. And we just thought it would be a great idea to help reach out to the community and have something with one of our business people that could help you go safely about your business of doing the work from home, sending your children to school, and you going out to work. Safe air, clean air is essential. And we have a program that we're working with now with a few people being supported by people like the National Black Unity newspaper, people like the BIF Energy Group, people like Miss Vanessa in terms of her feed the community. But it's a program where one of the inventors came up with a system that can purify the air, and it doesn't use a filter. It doesn't use extra electricity. As a matter of fact, it saves you on about 30 to 40% of your electric bill. It's a coating that was actually started out of NASA, the space program. With the space platform, they were getting all kinds of mold and things that were growing that would inhibit them having success in space. They had to bring it back and clean it and send it back up there, and they wanted the space platform to stay up for a long time. Well, they came up with a solution, and they put the word out, and different inventors came up with different things to help do clean the air. And what they did, they came up with something called titanium. Now, titanium is like gold or silver or any other metal. It's found in the ground. It's found in areas where there's lots of water, like near your oceans, where there's spring water. And simply put it, if you ever had spring water, it tastes delicious. It comes right from the ground. But I always ask people, how is it treated? Well, if you ever drink spring water, you know it's not treated with anything. So how does it taste so good? And why do people like it so much? It's because the titanium that's found in the ground, anywhere near spring water, when the rain hits the ground and saturates the ground, that water runs over titanium that's in the ground. And when the sunlight or daylight hits it, then it has a chemical reaction. It's a big word. You don't have to remember this word, but I'm going to say so. When you do hear it, you'll know where it came from. It's called photocatalytic process. That's like a flower. When a flower changes at night, and they call that photosynthesis. Well, this product does the same thing. Titanium actually causes a reaction that makes a oxygen molecule. But it's not a regular oxygen molecule. It's a super oxygen molecule, and it acts like a protector. And what it does, it goes through the air and destroys all the bad bacteria. In other words, germs and things that can cause you to get a virus or things like that, it actually searches them out and kills them. So it purifies the air. That makes the air clean for you to breathe. If you have clean air in your home circulating, then diseases don't grow out of clean air. So the program we have, by using that, we can coat it on almost anything. It can be coated on a light bulb, on a table, on a chair, even on your baby. If you leave the baby still long enough, it'll coat him. But what it does, it makes it safe for you in your home to breathe the air, particularly if you have like sinus problems or asthma or anything like that, it's essential that you have clean, fresh air. And that this program is offered to community people, offered to home-based people, offered to people who go out and have to go out and meet with a lot of people all the time, because you never know where you can pick the virus up from. The Safe Reentry Program works with nonprofits, home-based businesses, and people that are interested in maybe starting their own business. Then it's a product that we can help you get and help you learn how to work with it and start your own business or become a part of the network that's being built through recommendations from people, resource people like the Black Unity newspaper, Ms. Vanessa's program, Jahi's program, anybody that wants to live a clean, air-free, air-purified existence in your home. By the way, the air in the home is dirtier than the air outside. So it's a program we'll be talking about a little bit each week that we're on the program. It's also going to be one of the sponsors for the program. And above all, it's going to be open to you, where you can write to the National Black Unity News, because they will probably have information that if you call them or get in touch with them or get their newspaper, that you can find out a little more about this particular program. But it's called a Safe Reentry Program. It's already in places like the Department of Transportation in Baltimore, several restaurants in Baltimore, daycare centers in Baltimore, a couple of museums in Baltimore. So there are actually places that if you're in the Baltimore area, you can go to and see actually how the product is working for those business people that already have it. And I wanted to really share the spotlight with most of you, and we'll be bringing people on, other legends, to Jahi, to his program, and to also to the National Black Unity Program, of people that I've known through the years and that say they want to be a part of making this a better society and not overlooking anyone, where everybody has a chance to do what's possible and where there's no such word as impossible, because we truly believe it's your turn. And Jahi, I'll turn it back over to you now.
All right, Dr. Butler, we thank you for that. And, you know, as Dr. Butler said, if you want to get involved with the Safe Reentry Program, all you got to do is give me a call at 252-458-3712. I'll repeat that number one more time, 252-458-3712. And if you want more information about taxes, you can go to www.thetaxhelper.com. That's the tax helper at wibbly.com. And so moving on. So we got any more callers? Hold on here.
We still got more callers?
No, we don't have any more callers.
Okay, well, any subject that you want to bring up, I guess for the home-based people, they should definitely become more vocal when you do have these type of calls, because you're getting expert advice from all the people like Mr. Dempsey. That's advice, and to have a person like that come on the line and even share what they are going through, what they've been through. And, I mean, they deserve our support, and they deserve our help. And I'm available until Jahi tells me that we don't have anything else to offer, but we'll be on the program each week until we at least know that some of you out there, that your prayers have been answered. And by the way, most people won't admit it, but what the dream is probably out of a prayer. Usually we pray for stuff, and then when it happens, sometimes we forget how it came to us. I know anything that I'm doing nowadays definitely came out of prayer, and that's my first resource option. If I can pray about it, I know I can make it happen. And the same thing for you. We said 2 weeks ago, it's your turn. And it's up to you to take advantage of it, because you can't receive a blessing if nobody knows that you're out there. And when the window of opportunity is open, as it is in so many areas now, it's up to you to commit yourself to letting someone know that you're there, you have a product, or you have a service, and reaching out to other people like somebody reached out to you. Never be so selfish that you don't want to share an opportunity for somebody. If I can go any day helping somebody, I consider that a good day. Someone helped me, and I know through Jahi and through people that are associated with this program that there are people that care about you, or we wouldn't have so many people listening to it if nobody thought it was good. So we want to continue to bring things to you that might be of interest, stories about the success that people have had, and they've had some fantastic successes. There's a young man has a farm out in Maryland, one Carroll County, Maryland, and called us to tell us he wanted people to come out and get all the fruit that was falling off the tree. He's a new farmer, black minority farmer, but he made the mistake in not knowing how to plant, separate the different things that he planted. So he ended up with all these things growing in one little area. I think he only has about maybe 8 acres of land, but he's opened it up that if anybody wants to come out there and pick his fruit, and they can come with the wagon, with the truck, with people. I think Ms. Vanessa will be going out there taking advantage of it. But those kinds of things you find out from this program that otherwise you might not know about. So I want to encourage you, home-based businesses, you are the backbone of this country. You provide more jobs than any other group in America. I'm sorry?
Home-based businesses contribute to 70% of the economy.
70%, that's absolutely right. 70%. On that basis, and also on the basis of benevolent giving, it's the small foundations and small people that make the biggest contributions, the largest amount of contributions to nonprofits and to people that have good ideas and need support for them. So this show is probably one of the best type shows that you can listen to, because you're going to get real information. You're going to get it in real time, and then you get it extended, because I understand they put the shows out on different platforms. So you need to tell a friend, invite a friend to come and find out the good information they can get from a home-based business, because believe it or not, home-based businesses grow about 10 to every one regular business that's out there. So you're in a great position. You can take advantage of it, but you have to open your mouth and let somebody know that you're there and you need some help. All right, Jahi, I'll turn it over to you, or if Mr. Dempsey is still on the phone, we can talk about anything you guys like to talk about.
That was David on the phone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So, okay. You can also pick up this show on Mr. Vernon Streeter's TV station, and that is TV One, Unity TV One, and if you Google that, it should come up, Unity TV One, and our program is broadcast on there. Every time we do a program, it comes up on his station, and also if you go to the archives of Home-Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio, you can listen to shows that we have done. I did several shows about taxes and how you can save on your taxes. And that is a great, great write-off. Home-based business can contribute a lot to your tax return in terms of you getting more money back by having a home-based business, especially if you have a job.
And
you have tax
with.
Huh?
I was just saying, now is the time they should start thinking about that right now.
Yeah.
So that they can get a plan, so that instead of paying a bunch of money, that they can save money and put that money to use in the community.
So true. I think the next time
we come on, Jahi, we'll be talking about some of the fundraisers. What we provide, about four different types of fundraisers for the typical home-based business and those people that are relatively new in business. we actually work with a lot of the government agencies to help those people out. Small home-based businesses, new businesses, technological type businesses, so they can get some information by contacting you.
Right. So that about does it for the day. So we're going to wrap this up and bring it to a close. And we want to thank those who called in. And we thank you so much for your call. And we're going to close out with our theme song. It's my time. Remember, it's your time, it's our time, it's my time.
Thank you again.
Another caller that called in.
Okay.
518-491-3483. You on air?
Yes, I was calling in to listen to Vanessa.
Oh, she's gone off. She was on. She's gone. But you go ahead. You have a comment.
Oh, no, I just wanted to hear about the business she was talking about.
Well, you have a number. Didn't she leave a number? She had left a contact number, I think.
Okay.
You want to
Thank
give us
you
your
so
name
much.
And a number and we can let her know?
Yeah, my first name is Keith, and my number is the number that's listed on the phone right now.
518-491-3483.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, we can send that information on to Vanessa so that she can personally get in touch with her. And you can, Jahi, you can give him the broadcast information so he can listen to the show because we also send the show out, sir, so her, you know, her comments and all would be on the show. And but we'll personally, yeah. So he'll give you, Jahi will give you the information that we send it out all around the country.
When does the show air?
Jahi, you want to address that?
We try to do every Saturday. This particular show we do every Saturday at 3 o'clock, but also have several other shows that I do throughout the week. Go to blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101.
Gotcha. Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Well, let me
ask you, what do you do, sir?
I'm a pastor.
Oh, good. Okay. Then, and where are you located?
I'm located in Watervliet, New York, upstate New York.
Okay, right. Well, we probably would be interested in talking to you also. Talk to quite a few ministers in terms of fundraising ideas and having the safe reentry of the parishioners to the church. You know, after the pandemic, my brother-in-law, I helped him build a church in California. And Johnny, do we have a minute for me to give this man my number?
Yeah.
And you can call me, sir, because I don't know. I had a young man that was doing upstate New York, and he moved down to Delaware. He retired. But we were helping him get his people back into church through what we call a safe reentry program that could protect the church, from the viruses. So there are definitely things that you can benefit from this connection. God is good all the time.
Okay. Not sure. All right.
Well, my name is
and
Dr. Butler. I'm Dr. Mel Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R. I've worked with Vanessa for years. And let me give you my number. My number is 443. Okay. That's 443.
248-6148.
61, I'm sorry. That again was 443-248-6148.
6148. All right, when's a good time to give you a call?
Well, anytime today. I'm here. I stay home generally on Saturdays and Sundays. I had a couple of medical things I had to take care of. But anytime today is good. I'm home today. After church tomorrow is good. But I prefer today, if people can make it today, I've got more time to answer questions.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
No problem whatsoever, sir.
All right.
I used to do Rochester, New York. I had a program in Rochester. And in all six, all of the boroughs of New York. And I worked out of Newark, New Jersey for some years.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we actually relocated up to Watervliet. I have a lot of family and friends up here after I retired. I retired in Washington, D.C. We lived in Washington, D.C. for 30 years. And I retired there. What part of Washington?
What part of D.C.? Mm-hmm. What part of D.C.?
Oh, I lived on the outskirts. Arlington, Woodbridge, Virginia.
Oh, that's Virginia. Yeah, that's Virginia because I lived in D.C. I lived on Northwest D.C.
I worked in D.C. for 30 years, so.
You learned some of my progress.
Huh?
Yeah. We worked with the minority contractors there in D.C. under Mayor Berry. And we worked at Anacostia Park, and we worked with something called a Fox Fat. We worked with Howard University. Remember when they had the restaurant upstairs in that used to be the hotel Marriott?
Yeah.
And
they
had a restaurant on the fifth floor. Yep.
I worked for
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, see, when we start talking, you'll be surprised. I told you, God is good.
Yeah.
God is good. All over Minnesota Avenue, Northeast, Sheriff Road, all that. And you were back there when the Chef's Table was down near the shrimp bar.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's all changed, man.
Through Marion Barry's administration. I worked, you know, through Marion Barry's administration. I was there, you know, when the cocaine epidemic started. So,
Then you know you knew Jan Bailey. Jan Bailey worked there forever. He passed on now, but he worked in, right there with the job development and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you would know a lot of people that I know because I knew a bunch of contractors.
Tom Brown? You know Tom Brown?
I know the name. I was working out of the Booker T. Washington Foundation up on 20th Street.
Yeah, so you got to know Tom Brown. He's a philanthropist. Training
around. Okay, yep. Yep.
Yep, that's a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, it's a small world. That's why I keep talking to people because you never know where the conversation leads, but I truly believe that nothing happens by accident.
That's right.
God is in control of everything for a reason. I really believe it.
It sure is. Absolutely.
Well, we'll have to talk. We'll have to talk, you know, because it sounds like just in your voice.
Yeah, I'll give you a call.
Okay, I look forward to it, all right?
All right. God
and
bless.
Thank you for calling us. You have a blessed day.
You too.
All right. Johnny,
all right.
You still there?
Yep, still here.
We'll give him a... Take care.
So...
I'll talk to you. All right, bye.
So as you can see, people,
huh?
You never know. No, I'm just
speaking
to our listeners. As I'm telling listeners, you see people, you never know who's going to call in and what connections can be made through this broadcast. So
absolutely.
I want to thank all of those that listen, that didn't call in. Call in. Thank you for being on the air and for listening to our show today. And that wraps it up. And so we're going to move on and join us again next week, next Saturday, 3 o'clock, same time, same station. All right. Thank you.
Bye.